This is Dr. Ali dictating his physical patient name John Javan S. Geraldine, Geraldine, date of birth 9/15/1961, place Future Care Charles Village, date of service 12/19/2023 is a comprehensive initial history and physical. History of present illness. This is a 62-year-old female. She was readmitted initially John Hopkins Bayview Medical Center in August 2023 with a necrotizing soft tissue infection, MSSA bacteremia, causing septic shock. Perioperative debridement was done. Patient required vasopressor support, stabilized, and discharged to John Hopkins Bayview Specialty Hospital for Chronic Medicine Service in September 2023, receiving wound care, personal care. Subsequently, she was discharged on October with the plan for surgical debridement and removal of dermal graft postoperatively. Surgical debridement of sacral wound, notable for plan of 6-week course of IV cefepime, thropicline. Patient has long-standing multiple pressure ulcers. During the hospital course in specialty hospital stay, John Hopkins Bayview Specialty Hospital, patient has some improvement in the wound. However, the right knee, left and right hip, buttock, sacrum, local care was even done in left thigh and right shoulder. Patient has osteomyelitis, tolerated 6 weeks of IV cefepime. Her CRP was peaked 5.34 on December 7th and stat back forward toward baseline 1-2. Transaminitis was monitored. She also received depression medications. After stabilization, 12/19, patient was transferred to the Charles Village Future Care for continuation of care. Patient herself is a poor historian. When I saw her today, she denies any headache, dizziness, nausea, vomiting, no fever, no chills. Past medical history. Pressure, sacral region ulcer, stage 4. Next line, cerebral palsy. Next line, history of CVA. Next line, bed bound with ambulatory dysfunction. Next line, malnutrition. Next line, osteomyelitis. Next line, GERD. Next line, anemia. Next line, ambulatory dysfunction. Next line, drug-induced constipation. Next line, reactive depression. Hemiplegia due to CVA. Recent completed the course of IV antibiotic for osteomyelitis. History of MSSA bacteremia resulting in septic shock, status post-operative debridement. Allergies, penicillin. Next line, medications upon discharge. Tylenol 650 every 8 hours. Next line, vitamin C 500 milligram daily. Next line, Pepcid 40 milligram daily, next 9. Heparin 500 units every 8 hours for DVT prophylaxis, next 9 lactulose, 30 ml 3 times a day for constipation, next 9 lidocaine patch, 5% 2 patches into the skin daily for 12 hours and off at night. Melatonin 3 milligram 2 tablet at night for insomnia, multivitamin supplement daily, oxycodone. Seven point 5 milligram Q4 hour PRN, Miralax 17 gram daily, sertraline 50 milligram daily, Simethicone 80 mcg twice a day, Gabapentin 100 milligram 2 capsule at night, Naxin Gabapentin 100 milligram every day in the morning. Social history, no smoking, no alcohol, no drug abuse. Family history, patient didn't tell. River system, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, and chest pain, GI, no vomiting, musculoskeletal, ambulatory dysfunction with generalized weakness, skin, multiple skin wound, neuro, no syncope, endocrine, no perineal dipsia, hematology, no bleeding. Physical exam, patient is awake, she's alert, blood pressure 120 over 68, pulse 72, temperature 98.24.